There are about 10,000 Yupik speakers in the Delta area, and sometimes these people find themselves in court, which can be confusing for English speakers, but even more so for those speaking English as a second language or not at all.
Well, first I try and figure out what exactly they're there for, because usually they're in some type of distress or worrying about something when they come to the court.
That's Crystal Garrison, who's spent the last 5 years learning the ins and outs of interpreting for the court system. Garrison has worked for the Alaska courts for 15 years, where she was born in the regional hub of Bethel, but she grew up in the small village of Eek, where she spoke mostly Yupik until she moved to Anchorage when she was 10. Then she went to an all-English-speaking school.
The first friend I made, she was Caucasian. She's still one of my best friends to this day. But I remember talking with her and just speaking very basic English to her. And she wouldn't make fun of me, but she'd say, you know, what's wrong with your English, or what's your accent? You know, she thought it was different. And I'm like, you know, to me, I wasn't speaking any different than she was.
Language has always been important to Garrison. And when she started working for the courts, she noticed a big problem.
I saw a lot of defendants or customers that came to the court system not being able to express or communicate with the people that they needed to for a better outcome for them.
Garrison brought the issue up with her bosses, who agreed. Together, they worked to certify Garrison as a court interpreter. Stacy Mars, director of self-help services for the Alaska courts, helped Garrison with the process and has been working with Garrison on a range of tools to translate legal terms.
We have been working to develop a Yupik legal glossary so that there's a common language to talk about these terms.
As with many other languages, there are not words for many concepts, so interpreters have to use long descriptions instead, and it can be hard to nail down the right phrase.
But I remember when we were talking about the phrase in English, domestic violence protective order, it took, I think, over 2 hours to come up with analogous language in Yupik to describe that.
Mars and her team will continue to grow the glossary, and Garrison has other goals. She wants to train more interpreters. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.